Batik is a wax resist process for making designs or decorating fabric slash a wax resist method of a fabric. Hot wax is applied to portions of the fabric and penetrates the cloth. After the wax dries, it prevents the dye from spreading to those areas of the fabric that have been waxed. Plus. Materials plus. Wax. Fabric. Dye. Water and soap. Tools plus. Heat source. A flat surface as a work area. Papers. Flat iron, iron box. Pencils. Janting tool. Brushes different sizes. Saucepan. Containers. Techniques slash methods plus. Outlines and fillings. Hot wax is brushed on the fabric to fill solid shapes or to outline patterns. The lines can be varied in thickness and directions by controlling the flow or wax. A brush or janting tool is used. Plus. Steps plus. Select a theme and make sketches of the composition on paper. Collect the materials and tools to be used. Lay the cloth on flat surface and transfer your sketch on the fabric. Prepare the dye according to the dye instructions. Melt the wax in a container. Using a brush or janting tool, apply wax on all areas you would like to maintain white and apply the first color of dye to the entire cloth. Spread the cloth to dry in a cool dry, to prevent wax from melting and the dye from fading. When the cloth is dry, apply more wax to places where you want to retain the first color of the dye and dip in the second color of dye. Spread the cloth to dry in a cool dry, to prevent wax from melting and the dye from fading. When you are done with the design you want, remove the wax from the cloth by squeezing and creasing the cloth. Lay several layers of paper on a flat surface and then put the cloth on top. Cover the cloth with other papers and iron, keep on changing the paper until the excess wax is removed. Steps slash processes plus. Select a theme and make sketches of the composition on paper. Collect the materials and tools to be used. Lay the cloth on flat surface and transfer your sketch on the fabric. Prepare the dye according to the dye instructions. Melt the wax in a container. Using a brush or janting tool, apply wax on all areas you would like to maintain white and apply dye to the entire cloth. Spread the cloth to dry in a cool dry, to prevent wax from melting and the dye from fading. When the cloth is dry, apply more wax to places where you want to retain the first color of dye. Do this until the design is complete. When you are done with the design you want, apply wax to the whole cloth and crackle the cloth when the cloth dries. Cracking is creating cracks in the wax on the cloth and paint the cloth with a dark color. Dip the cloth in a dark color, preferably black, and spread it out to dry. Remove the wax from the cloth by squeezing and creasing the cloth. Lay several layers of paper on a flat surface and then put the cloth on top. Cover the cloth with other papers and iron, keep on changing the paper until the excess wax is removed. Textured effect plus. This is the creating of texture effects in a batik artwork. Plus. Steps plus. Select a theme and make sketches for the composition on paper. Collect and prepare the materials to be used. Prepare the dye according to the dye instructions. Lay the cloth on flat surface and transfer your sketch on the fabric. Place the cloth on a rough surface and rub wax on areas you would like to maintain white and apply dye to the entire cloth. Spread the cloth to dry in a cool dry, to prevent wax from melting and the dye from fading. When the cloth is dry, rub more wax to places where you want to retain the first color still on a rough surface. When you are done with the design you want, remove the wax from the cloth by squeezing and creasing the cloth. Lay several layers of paper on a flat surface and then put the cloth on top. Cover the cloth with other papers and iron, keep on changing the paper until the excess wax is removed. Scratched effect plus. The fabric is waxed and then scratched with a blunt instrument to produce fine lines. Plus. Plus. Steps plus. Select a theme and make sketches for the composition on paper. collect and prepare the necessary materials and tools to be used. Lay the cloth on flat surface and transfer your sketch on the fabric. Mix the dye according to the dye instructions. Melt the wax in a container. Using a brush or janting tool, apply wax on all areas you would like to maintain white and apply the first color of dye to the entire cloth. Spread the cloth to dry in a cool dry, to prevent wax from melting and the dye from fading. When the cloth is dry, apply more wax to places where you want to retain the first color and dip in the second color of dye. Apply the entire cloth with wax and scratch through the wax with a pin or any other blunt instrument and dip the cloth in a dark color. When you are done with the design you want, remove the wax from the cloth by squeezing and creasing the cloth. Lay several layers of paper on a flat surface and then put the cloth on top. Cover the cloth with other papers and iron, keep on changing the paper until the excess wax is removed.